239-1310's Afternoons with Amos. He has been at his hometown middle school today up in Jackson, Michigan. Only reason is because I follow him on Twitter, so I know what's going on. I know what Bible verse I need to do. I know what team I need to follow before I get to Sunday Night Football. And he doesn't even look tired. He was up to like forever last night with Sunday Night Football. The coach, Tony Dungy, here at one of at Boys and Girls Club, which he loves, for Internet Essentials. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well, Amos. It was awesome today. It was early start. We got off the air about 12:30 last night. Had the early morning flight to my hometown, but it was so emotional. It was just wonderful.
I understood they surprised you. What'd they do?
Comcast, we've kind of teamed up on this Internet Essentials project. We've been all over the country talking about it, promoting it, trying to get the word out that low-income families can get Internet in their home. Well, they said, we want to do an event in your hometown. And I'm thinking, you know, we're going to Indianapolis, Denver, Pittsburgh, big cities. We're going to Jackson, Michigan, you know, 30,000 people. But they said, no, we want to do it. And Comcast donated $25,000 to the community center that was about three blocks from my house to help out with the media center and get computers and everything in there for the kids. It was just made me tear up.
Now, before, you know, this head guy from Comcast comes over and we'll talk more about Internet Essentials, I got to ask you a couple. No, I'll ask you about yesterday in a minute. But when I was watching the show last night, number one show in the fall, and that Sunday Night Football, and you and Rodney and everybody were talking about this mess in Miami, and I just saw the tweet where evidently the player, Mr. Martin, is not going to play again. If he plays again, it will not be for the Dolphins. But you talked about the importance of team leadership in the locker room, that coaches have to worry about film and tape and the next opponent and everything else. You guys, whether it's you or coach, whether it's basketball, baseball, whatever, you got to rely on those leaders in that locker room. Does it sound like the locker room leadership fell apart in Miami?
Well, I think it really did, and it's so critical because as a head coach, you're going to set the agenda, you're going to set the atmosphere, but you're not going to be in that locker room every minute trying to determine what's going on there. So if I said, hey, this is what we want, no hazing, make sure you're taking care of business, treat everybody with respect, well, I'm going to count on Reggie Wayne and Jeff Saturday and Peyton Manning to patrol that and let me know if there's a problem. I can't be in there after practice every single minute, hey, what's going on here? And I think that's what happened there. I think had this situation happened in Indianapolis, guys would have put a stop to it.
And a lot of other places where there is great team, because Rodney talked about that with his New England Patriots.
Exactly. The same thing. You count on those veteran leaders to say, hey, yeah, you know, we're going to tease the rookies at times. We're going to have some fun with guys. But at the end of the day, we're all teammates, and nobody is going to get to a point where they don't want to come in the locker room because they feel they're getting picked on.
On football, isn't it great that here in Indianapolis we are so spoiled that we freak out over a bad loss, because on any given Sunday the best team can lose?
It happens, and people just have to relax. I was watching that game last night, and it reminded me of our Super Bowl year going to Jacksonville. We got steamrolled 44-17. Everybody's, oh, it's the end of the world. The Colts have finished. You just have to relax and chalk it up to one of those aberrations. It happens. Move forward. Colts are going to be fine.
But how about our Pacers?
Pacers are balling. They are playing great ball. I'm excited. You know, I'm living down in Tampa now, so everybody down there is Miami Heat fans. I'm saying, relax, Pacers, watch out for us.
And you and your better half have got a book coming out around Super Bowl time in February?
Yeah, we're excited about it. It's called Uncommon Marriage, and it's really kind of just a book with stories about what we try to do to make our marriage better. So many marriages having problems now. We just thought this would be a fun time to discuss it. It's coming out right after the Super Bowl, right before Valentine's Day, so it'll be a great gift.
Now, in the interest of disclosure, I have to say that Tony has just so many. He got more gigs than I do. Tony got so many gigs, and one of those is the number one television show in the fall on NBC Universal, a division of Comcast. And next to me is the executive vice president of the Comcast Corporation, David Cohen. Not only is executive vice president, does everything except program Thursday night. That may be next for you to program Thursday night on NBC. But you're also the chief diversity officer. You used to work back in the day as chief of staff for Mayor Ed Rendell of Philadelphia. But we're here today, and you're here in our great city. about Internet Essentials, which is this thing that Comcast has put together, and you're working with Tony and the Dungy Family Foundation, trying to close that digital divide gap. How did all this get started?
Right. So I have to start by saying that the only input that I have on our Thursday night schedule is that I was part of the team that negotiated with the NFL for us to get a couple of Thursday night games a couple of times a year, including on Thanksgiving night. So my bet is that contribution is going to help our Thursday night ratings. When we put Sunday night football on Thursday night. So.
And that's coming up in two more Thursdays.
That's exactly right. So, yes, we're here in Indianapolis really to help relaunch Internet Essentials for its third school year. And Internet Essentials is the nation's largest and most comprehensive broadband adoption program for low-income Americans. If you have a child living in your household who's eligible to participate in the National School Lunch Program, either free or reduced, then you're eligible to participate in the program. And what you get is internet service for $9.95 a month, the option to purchase a computer, fully internet-capable computer for less than $150, and access to a full suite of digital literacy materials in print, online, and in person through nonprofit partners like the fabulous nonprofit partners we have in Indianapolis, the Urban League, Boys and Girls Club, where we are today, and the Library Foundation.
It was interesting, as I was broadcasting today, looked at my email, and a listener who used to live in Indianapolis, who listens to the show online, who's principal of a school in Chicago, I don't know why he has nothing to do that he can listen to me online, heard that we were talking about Internet Essentials, sent me a note saying that his school's got 130 families signed up in Chicago. This is a big deal in these cities across the country that you're doing this.
Well, let's create a little competition, because Chicago is our number one Internet Essential.
They're a little big now.
Well, but number one by percentage of participation. There, Rahm Emanuel has fully embraced this program and has aggressively promoted it. And it is an amazing program wherever we go.
I know the concentration is on families with children to try to reduce that digital divide, because more and more schools are technology. We've got a number of schools here where they don't get books. They get an iPad, and you got to be able to have that internet connection at home. Grades are now daily, where parents may not realize, hey, you can look at the kid's grade every day and figure out what's going on. But the other area of digital divide is senior citizens. Are you all looking at that down the road?
So it's a very valid point. And there's actually statistically the largest digital divide, the largest barrier to broadband adoption appears to be age. And our senior citizen population utilizes broadband at a much lower rate than every other population by age. So you know, the answer is we do look and we do think about this, but one bite at a time, as my mother always told me, or else you get indigestion. This is a Internet Essentials targeted to a school-age population. Is an unbelievably ambitious and aggressive program. And one of the reasons why is because we know we can't do this on our own. We're doing this in partnership with literally 7,000 local partners around the country. Elected officials, school districts, superintendents, principals, teachers, nonprofit organizations, faith-based community, they're all targeted to that young population. If we were going to try and do this for the elderly, we'd have to get a whole new set of partners to be able to promote this effectively with that population. But something we absolutely have our eyes on, we did do a pilot last year with AARP to see if we could get some seniors connected and do some research about their reactions to being connected to the Internet, which we haven't gotten the results of yet. So it's just an example of the fact that we're open to talking about anything in this space.
You guys are the leader in cable, and one would say you all are the leader, or maybe that Mouse House folks, in terms of telecommunications and communications today. Here in Indianapolis, obviously, you guys are the dominant system in Indianapolis and in the central Indiana area. There's Bright House is kind of here and there. You all are the leader. Are you encouraging your compatriots in cable to emulate what you guys are doing?
Well, the answer is yes. In this space, this isn't about business. This is a community investment initiative, and we would like nothing more than our cable compatriots and our competitors like AT&T in this state and to offer similar programs. Because the goal here should be to get everyone connected. It doesn't matter whether Comcast is connecting them or AT&T is connecting them or Bright House is connecting them. The goal here should be to get everyone connected.
And, Coach, as you've gone around the country and talk with groups about this, how excited are they and what questions do they have? What are there reservations that people bring up to you and say, now, Tony, you know, you down home. Now, you may not be a corporate, but you down home. Is this for real?
That's the question that I get. There's got to be more to this. This is too good to be true. And when you try to tell them, hey, it's $9.95 a month, there's no installation fee, no sign-up, no contract, no red tape. We just are trying to get this in. People don't believe it. So that's what we have to fight.
Somebody asked me over the weekend when I said I was going to be with you and the executive vice president of the Comcast, and I was telling them about Internet Essentials and the price. I said, oh, is that dial-up? Is that like the slow Internet? David, how would you answer that?
Well, I'd answer that by saying absolutely not. The service we're providing with Internet Essentials is 5 meg down service. By the way, when we launched it 2 years ago, it was 1.5 meg down, which is faster than dial-up too. But we've tripled the speed in the last 2 years, and you can do anything you want on the Internet with 5 meg down speed. Stream video, play video games, not that we're encouraging it for those purposes, but it's plenty of speed and capacity to do anything you want on the Internet.
Does this also, when you, you know, make these inroads, have you seen in other cities kids' grades go up, achievement rates improve?
So the answer is there hasn't been enough research on that yet, but the research we have is as follows, which is we surveyed our own Internet Essentials customers, and we asked them, what are you using the Internet for at home? The number one answer is for my kids to do homework. 98% of our families say that's what they're using the Internet for, and 94% say that they think their kids are doing better in school as a result of having the Internet at home.
And you're talking about kids in school, but it also has a benefit to parents and their relatives because if they got to apply for a job, it's all Internet now. If they're on any kind of government assistance, the checkups are on Internet. Even if you just want to find out, you know, who's got the best, you know, soul food around town, it's all on the Internet.
It is. And rather than having to say, you know what, let me walk down to the library, let me take the bus over to the Boys and Girls Club and get on a site, to be able to do it at home, it's so much different. It's so much better. And we need to provide access to that. And that's why I've been proud to be part of this, Amos.
You know, I forgot to say that Comcast not only is the Internet and it's television, but y'all got, what's the movie for Christmas? I'm going to see how smart he is.
No. I'll say this. My favorite movie that's coming out for Christmas, it'll be actually coming out next week, is Best Man Holiday, which is the remake of Best Man.
That's you guys, too?
It's an amazing movie. I had a chance to see it last week in Universal, and I think it's going to be a big hit.
They got everything. You can't...
One-stop shopping.
Is it what? One-stop shopping.
If they can figure out how to steal Scandal from ABC, it's going to be the best of all worlds.
Actually, we're very happy with Blacklist right now. I think it's the best scripted drama on television.
And that's Monday night.
That's Monday night.
That's tonight.
That would be tonight, 10 o'clock tonight.
After The Voice.
After The Voice, which is the highest rated show on television.
We're radio, but we're also TV One. We're all the web. He knows our company. We're just trying to be like a little Comcast. Television, radio, all multimedia.
And we probably should say, for fair disclosure, that we were the initial investor in TV One, and we continue to be a significant minority partner in TV One and are extremely proud of that channel and the incredible work that Alfred Liggins has done to build TV One into really a formidable cable channel in the United States.
And see, Coach doesn't know the help that NBC gave so that TV One could cover both of the political conventions and the inauguration and helping out with Roland Martin. I'm surprised Roland hadn't called you to be on News One.
He has called me. He's called me to talk about this Dolphin situation, yeah.
Well, you got to be on News One now, because I think that's out of one of them Comcast studios in D.C.
I don't know why Roland hasn't called Tony, because I've been on News One with Roland about this program. And actually he continuously tweets about the program, which I'm very grateful for, because he's a great leader in your space, as you know, and it's great to have someone who's a fan of the program.
So now, if people want to know more information, here we go to the plug now. And this is serious business. $9.95 internet, no price increases, no activation fees, no equipment rental, a low-cost computer available at initial enrollment, free internet training. That's something some of my staff need. Free internet training. Okay, here's how you apply. Call right now. 1-855-846-8376. 1-855-846-8376. That's 1-855-8-INTERNET. Or go online to InternetEssentials.com. InternetEssentials.com. Or if you're close to a Boys and Girls Club, go on a Boys and Girls Club. Or talk to the folks at the Urban League. And you'll hear more about Internet Essentials and Comcast. They brought everything out here today except the Xfinity Red Couch.
Yes, we did. We're excited about the program, Amos, and trying to get the word out, definitely.
All right, we will take a longer than normal break. One, because our staff is trying to get Tony Dungy to autograph a book. We got to get the staff photos with everybody so that I can send to corporate, so they'll know I was nice to everybody. It's After News with Amos. We are live talking about Internet Essentials and other stuff, as well as your calls at 239-1310. We'll be back with more after these. All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310 is After News with Amos. We're going to get with Nefertiti and Lisa in a minute because they got questions from somebody from Comcast. We're getting somebody from Comcast over here. 239-1310. 239-1310 is After News with Amos. Nefertiti was holding with a question for Comcast. Let me bring Nefertiti. You're on the air. I'm still trying to get somebody from Comcast over here. They're over there taking pictures.
Okay.
With Coach Dungy. Nefertiti, what's the question?
Okay, yes. I was wanting to know if they have included low-income homeschoolers. I homeschool my children and want to know if I would still qualify for the Internet Essentials program.
Ooh, that is that's a great Indiana question, because as I'm looking at the rules, has a child eligible to participate in the school lunch program? So first of all, that's based upon income. If the income guidelines would make your child eligible, then it would seem to me, let me come on over here. Lisa's going to help me out. Lisa okay. with Comcast is going to help me. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
Lisa, I got to say, Lisa is Vice President of External Affairs for Comcast Heartland Region, which I hear is the best region of Comcast.
It absolutely is.
I have Nefertiti on the line. Nefertiti is a homeschooler, homeschools their child and wants to know, would, if they meet the income guidelines, would they be eligible for Internet Essentials?
Yes, in fact, that's one of our enhancements in 2013 was to make Internet Essentials available to homeschoolers. So, yes.
Wonderful.
See?
Wonderful.
She says wonderful.
I'm so happy to hear that. And I have one last thing, want to know
okay.
if you could repeat the number for me one more time.
All right, I'm going to repeat the magic number. The number is 1-855 846-8376. That's one. They keep telling me I need to go slower on the numbers.
Yeah,
1-855-846-8376.
Got it. And I thank
Got
you
it?
So much. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Let me go to Lisa. Lisa had a question for Comcast. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Amos. I was just calling. I was very interested in the program, and thank you so much for having Mr. Dungy and Comcast on your show.
Thank you.
Do you have to live like in a certain area to get Comcast internet?
That's a good question. Do you have to live in the Comcast? Cause we've got this strange service area here. Do you have to live in Comcast service area?
Yes, you do, to get Comcast Internet Essentials, but there are other providers who might have similar programs. Ours is the largest around, but if you are perhaps a Bright House customer, that they might have a program as well.
Where? Give me the two cross streets where you live at, Lisa.
I live in the Butler Parkington area.
No, that's not Comcast. But see, here's
okay.
how you. But see, no, but see, but here's how you. Here's how you're doing. I was telling some of the Comcast people before I went on the air. At least I see the people from Comcast. I don't see the people from Bright House. Yes, I'm saying
that's,
this on.
Well, that was my main concern.
Wait a minute, this is a Bright House.
If there were other people ask or have that program, we would love to know that.
Well, one of the things we're going to do, and I told the folks from Comcast about the programs that we did in September at our city's television stations at 6, 8, and 13. And now that I made all these friends with Comcast, and they know I know Coach Dungy, we're going to try to get them on after the first of the year so that they have an opportunity so they can tell you a lot of the different things of Comcast and hear community concerns, attaboys, attagirls, and maybe areas of improvement. And see, when they do that, the word will get out to Bright House. Then the word will get out to the U-verse people, and maybe we even get them dishing them DirecTV people to do that as well. But no, you got to be in. But I would call Bright House and say, hey, Comcast was all over my radio station, and they brought in Coach Dungy, and they got this. What you got for me?
Okay,
and then if they don't
AT&T service, so that's why I was wondering how that worked.
Well, then see, and then you go and then you call 1-800 call ATT and say, hey, if you don't have something like Internet Essentials like Comcast has, I'm going to go to Brighton. See, that's how you play them all off against each other.
I gotcha.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. 239, what has been the acceptance of Internet Essentials in the Heartland region? Because I know that's Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky.
And Arkansas.
How'd you go down to Arkansas?
Well, not quite sure, but we love our group in Little Rock. But our acceptance rate has been terrific. We're working very closely with schools and organizations like the Boys and Girls Club to get as many families online. Nationally, we're a little over 8%, and we're really one of the reasons we're here in Indianapolis today is to try and drive those numbers up in Indiana. We're at about 5-6% penetration here in the Indianapolis area for bringing new families online.
Well, it helps. I see our president of the city county council here. I see one of our senior members of the state legislature. Our congressman just walked in. So it sounds like you got some A-list up in here today.
We do. We're really excited that so many people support our program, and we're looking to try and connect as many families in need to the Internet as possible.
All right. Again, that phone number is 1-800-5-1-855. 846-8376, 1-855-846-8376, 1-855-846-8376. 239-1310, 239-1310 is our number. I tell you what, Chris, we'll take one more break. Then there's some people I'm going to try to figure out whether if I can plug in something else and get other things, whether everything will work. It's Afternoons with Amos. We're live from the Boys and Girls Club LaGore unit on the southwest side. All right, welcome back. 239-1310, 239-1310, a number of community leaders gathering over here for this event here at LaGore Boys and Girls Club to relaunch Internet Essentials. And Urban League chapters all across the country have been working with Comcast, including here the Indianapolis Urban League. Joe Slash.
Yes, Amos, we've been working with Comcast and promoting our families to get hooked up with the Internet Essentials. Some things we've learned about the disproportionate number of families in our urban center are not connected, but more importantly, how many teachers are giving homework assignments that require access to the Internet for the kids to do projects and research. And if our families are not connected, our kids are just going to get farther behind. So the Indianapolis Urban League and National Urban League are proud to be partners with Comcast on this venture.
We're State Representative Cherish Pryor. Earlier we had a caller concerned about Indiana's habitual traffic law where you can lose your driver's license forever and there's no kind of expungement or whatever. And she was talking about some kind of committee that Senator Young is the chair of, which sounded like the redoing of our criminal code, which is still going on, as I understand it.
Yes, it is, Amos, and thank you for the question. We have that still ongoing. Our last meeting is in a couple of weeks of the recodification, but I would certainly look into it and get back with you on that issue for her.
A lot of your district is in the, you got some of Bright House area, you got some of Comcast area. How important is something like Internet Essentials for your constituents?
It's vitally important, Amos. Just the ability for people to get on the Internet and to apply for jobs, to do research for their school, and to just find out information of what's going on, I think is very critical for anybody right now. It's almost one essential, really essential part of life right now.
our City County Council President Maggie Lewis is here in terms of this kind of program and this kind of effort from Comcast. And given the different service areas, obviously Comcast is a leader. Is this something where maybe the elected officials and others need to get to Bright House as well as get to AT&T U-verse and say, hey, you guys need to unite for the good of folks here in Marion County that need to be able to have access to internet for their kids and families?
Absolutely. I think it's so important that we as a community come together. And like Representative Pryor just said, it's so essential that people have access to the internet. It impacts every aspect of their lives, and so we do have to come together.
I got to ask our Congressman Andre Carson is over here. But let me first ask you, because you and I, we were kind of at a pre-opening of Eskenazi Health. You took a little bit of the tour. What'd you think?
Very impressed. I was born when it was called General Hospital. But to see the evolution and to meet the Eskenazi family, I met Mr. Eskenazi, Dr. Brown. This guy is worth millions of dollars. He told me his suit was from Value City. That was encouraging to me.
The Value City.
The Value City. That's why he's so wealthy, you know. Brother like me probably would have spent $5 on a Versace, but he said Value City. He's trying to upgrade my game.
I was talking with Senator Donnelly at the event on Saturday and how impressed he was when he toured it. And I kind of half jokingly, half serious said, because he was proud of the kind of attention to detail and patient detail that's in this new hospital that the community will see on Saturday from 10 to 5 in open tours. And I said, maybe somebody ought to suggest that if this is cutting edge and we're the leader in cutting edge healthcare and hospitals helping poor folk, that the president ought to come and inspect the hospital.
I think the invitation was sent out to the president to show up next weekend. So the White House is on standby, but I was impressed because it's a LEED certified facility. It's 20% smaller than the old Wishard.
It doesn't look 20% smaller.
It doesn't, but it houses 30,000 more people. So amazing.
All right, so how important is this effort that you're here today to lend support, this Internet Essentials? Because this is something the Obama administration has talked about, getting more Internet service and bridging the gap and not making your income be a determiner whether you're a have or a have not.
$9.95 for Internet capabilities, $149 to get access to a desktop computer.
A real computer. You're talking about somebody out of the truck on the street.
Absolutely not. Students can do their homework more efficiently, communicate with educators. In fact, a lot of schools are moving toward tablets, but you need Wi-Fi capabilities to do the work. So I think Comcast should be commended, and all of our community partners should be commended as well.
I'll ask you the same question that I asked the City County Council President. Should there be an effort to get with the other Internet providers in town, AT&T, U-verse, and Bright House, to say, hey, you know, we can't have a city spot. We had a caller that was ready to sign up Ford, but she lives in Butler Tarkington and she's got U-verse. So it's like, wait a minute, how do we make sure all, you know, who's just like to work together, not at cross purposes?
Well, I think Comcast will be the leader in this. You know, it's funny because Comcast is big in DC. I wish I had Comcast here, because Bright House, not worth much. But if we could get a multiple.
Wait a minute. Let the things that not only did I dog Bright House out,
but the
congressman dog. Sounds like Bright House needs to come on the show and get their act together.
I'm trying to watch Boardwalk Empire, but it keeps stammering. But I will say this, U-verse, all the other providers should be motivated by what Comcast is doing, because I think they're leading the way in helping our kids grow and move into a future.
We've not talked on this whole healthcare mess. I know that a number of senators went into the White House, and I hear rumors that they read the president, the Riot Act, and several of the amendments to the Riot Act. Has the same thing happened on the House side with Democrats?
I was just on a call, Amos. I can't reveal everything on the call, but there are leading Democrats from across the spectrum who are very frustrated with the rollout, and no one wants to be out on the forefront of this. We supported this, but we want the administration to do the right thing and make executive decisions and bring on the Oracles, bring on the Googles, bring on the Facebook, because they have the capacity to handle that kind of volume. But it speaks to a deeper issue that we have with government procurement and the reformation process that needs to take place as we deal with some of our vendors.
All right, Congressman Andre Carson, I'm going to let you all get your seat out here at this event, trying to, you know, help some folks. Tomorrow, speaking of Eskenazi Health, tomorrow we will be live out at the brand new Eskenazi Health facility out in the downtown area. On 10th Street, you will have an opportunity to see that facility for yourself. on this Saturday from 10 to 5. We'll be talking with a lot of different people responsible not only for putting together and building the hospital that 9 out of 10 people in Indianapolis and Marion County voted to create several years ago, 4 years ago, I believe, but also to the people that will be running key areas and departments of the new Eskenazi Health on Friday. It is our annual radiothon in support of the Moselle Sanders Thanksgiving dinner effort. I think it's the 42nd year of the Moselle Sanders effort, and we will be telling you more about that. We'll be live from the radiothon headquarters out in Lafayette Square in the food court, and that's where we will be on the program on Friday. On Wednesday, we will talk to two brand new sports writers for the Indianapolis Star, Stephen Holder and Candace Buckner. They just happen to be African American. Ms. Buckner is the first African American female sports writer ever at the Indianapolis Star. We'll be talking to her then on Thursday. We'll talk to the folks from Fathers and Families. They've got an event coming up we want you to know about. We'll also be talking with rapper MC Light, who will be in Indianapolis for an event at the Indianapolis Marion County Public Library. A big thanks to the folks at the LaGore Boys and Girls Club is the people at Comcast for having us out here. I'm Amos Brown. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow live from the brand new Eskenazi Health Hospital.